Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world, one of the most important fronts of which at the moment involves our immigration laws and the failure to either secure the border or enforce those laws internally in the United States, which seems to be, well, possibly at least, about to become even more of a problem, both from a security point of view and perhaps from a political point of view for Republicans as well. Joining us to discuss this is one of the preeminent authorities on these matters, one of the most effective activists on the subject as well, certainly in the United States today, and that would be Rosemary Jenks. She's the Director of Government Relations for Numbers USA, an absolutely indispensable organization. Rosemary Jenks, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Frank. I'm pleased to be with you.
Let us talk first and foremost about what happened in the House GOP caucus earlier this week. The Speaker of the House apparently convened it under some pressure from opponents of this Senate bill. What was the upshot, as you understand it, at the moment?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Speaker Boehner was very careful about how he parsed his words. He once again guaranteed that there would be no bill or conference report brought to the floor without a majority of the majority supporting it. However, he absolutely would not rule out the idea of going to conference with the Senate bill. And that's really the critical part, because that's where things go bad.
So for those of us who are civics challenged, let's just walk through that a little bit. The Senate has adopted legislation that is deeply flawed, a so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill based on the so-called Gang of Eight. Why is it so problematic to have that be part of a conference between the two chambers if the House comes up with something far better?
Well, the problem is when you go to conference with the current Congress, the people in charge of the conference are Harry Reid, John Boehner, and Barack Obama. So we can't win with those three making the decisions on immigration.
Now, how is it that the president would be involved? This is a congressional, you know, joint committee. What role does the president of the United States wind up playing in an internal legislative process?
Well, I mean, first of all, his White House basically wrote most of this bill. So this is an Obama bill. It's also his top legislative second-term priority. So there's no question that he is going to be heavily involved and has been heavily involved to this point behind the scenes, but that's starting to change.
So where does John Boehner fit into this? You've indicated that he is open to what could be a stacked deck process. Is he, in fact, despite what seems to be the opposition of the majority, the Hastert rule, as it's called, to any kind of comprehensive immigration reform, certainly anything remotely like the Senate bill, but that he is himself personally disposed in favor of it?
I don't think there's any question of that. I mean, John Boehner has for years been willing to go all out on immigration and have whatever kind of immigration policy the Democrats want, basically. He has kind of taken the business perspective that the more cheap labor that's available, the better. And it doesn't matter if it's legal, illegal, whatever. Yeah, I think there's also a big part of John Boehner that really, really wants the immigration issue to just go away. And he thinks if they pass this just terrible bill, that maybe it will. And he's completely wrong about that. But you know, I think that's part of his thinking.
Yeah. Again, our guest is Rosemary Jenks of Numbers USA. And Rosemary, that's really the crux of much of what seems to be going on here. You have some Republicans who are clearly very, very much in favor of this sort of continuing open borders program and abandoning, you know, effectively enforcement of the laws in the interior of the United States. But you do have, it seems, an astonishing number of Republicans who have bought into this idea that either they'll make the problem simply go away or that this will actually net out positively for them. I was struck by our colleague Mark Krikorian had a marvelous piece in the National Review Online in past day or so talking about how bad this will be for Republicans, not just in the future when these voters become Democrats, as inevitably they will, I think, but rather quickly. Talk a little bit about that problem.
Well, I mean, there's no question that this bill is bad politically on every level at every time frame for Republicans. I mean, they are, first of all, they would be handing Barack Obama his top legislative priority for his second term, despite the fact that the whole world is focused on all of the scandals right now, the IRS and Benghazi and so on. That would all go away, and Barack Obama would get full credit for passing his second term legislative priority. That in and of itself is just a silly way for Republicans to go. Secondly, as we approach the 2014 elections, why on earth would a conservative base come out to vote for members of Congress who sold them down the river on amnesty? You know, they're going to stay home. So, I mean, there are all kinds of things. And one thing that I want to make sure we talk about, Frank, is that as Steve Stockman, a congressman from Texas, has pointed out and has successfully pointed out, the Senate bill is actually unconstitutional. It has not been sent from the Senate to the House, so the House can't take it up. It is still possible to go to conference with it, unfortunately, but it's unconstitutional because it raises revenue, and the origination clause clearly says that only the House can come up with a bill that raises revenue. So why the Republicans wouldn't take this very easy out and say, look, the bill's unconstitutional. That's all. We're done with it.
Right. And I think it was not just Steve Stockman. He may have started it, but actually the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Dave Camp, I believe, also has endorsed that position. Rosemary, just one other thing that and again, our principal focus here at Secure Freedom Radio, of course, is on the security pieces of this. And they're a nightmare, I think, from the point of view of both keeping the open borders that are allowing terrorists and drug traffickers and gangsters and human smugglers and all manner of other people to come into this country and operate here. But the idea that they would be given, a legitimacy and an ability to get on the so-called path to citizenship is truly a security nightmare. But beyond that, one other piece of this that just boggles my mind is Republicans are thinking that they're going to somehow get credit for this. Mark, in his piece, talks about one of the sticks that they will almost certainly be beaten silly with is this idea that they're somehow creating a sort of new Jim Crow status, that is to say, second-class citizens. Talk a little bit about that and how that's likely to play out to make matters worse in the very near future if somehow this bill does get enacted.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, Marco Rubio and the other Republican members of the Gang of Eight in the Senate have bragged for months about how this is a long, hard pathway to citizenship. It's 13 years minimum, they say. And so, you know, nobody could get welfare during that time, the illegal aliens who are amnesty, and they would be denied Obamacare and so on. And of course, if that were to pass, you can just imagine on day two, the Democrats would start saying, well, now, wait a minute, you can't do that. I mean, you can't starve these poor immigrants. I mean, you gave them legal status. We can't make them ineligible for welfare or health care. I mean, what if they get sick? This is crazy. You can't do this. And that basically, they would not be voters for 13 years. Well, you can't have all these people in this country and not allow them to vote, for crying out loud. So, I mean, the beating would start immediately. It would start in plenty of time for the 2014 elections. and Republicans would once again be on the defensive.
Yeah. Well, we are looking at perhaps in the very near future this this drama playing out. Rosemary Jenks, I know that you will be intimately involved in trying to make sure that it does come out right. I pray that John Boehner and these Republicans will not pursue this truly national security imperiling and politically suicidal approach. But we'll be following it, as I know you will, and I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. Thank you for joining us today. Next up, we'll be speaking with Reggie Littlejohn about Chinese gendercide and what it means for you. Straight ahead.
To know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.